Hello and good morning, everyone. My name is Anthony Hernandez, for anybody who doesn't know me. And this was my first year participating in the YSMP mission trip. And during this mission, I taught pre-K and kindergarten. Now, during the drive over, a lot of people kept telling me that pre-K and kindergarten were the most difficult classes to manage. And I agree, because at 4 or 5 years old, most of you probably know, kids are very, very energetic and have very short attention spans. So I had to consistently change up the activities or games to keep the children interested. So every time someone told me it was difficult, I couldn't help but ask myself why I signed up for this. I'm a first-time missionary who would be working with over 20 4- and 5-year-old kids, who I believe would be the most active class of children. I thought my head would be spinning in circles at the end of each day. But then I remembered what we had talked about during our mission prep meetings, to put my faith in the Lord and believe He will guide me through any difficulties I encounter. When the first day for VBS came, it was not what I expected. The children of Chinle were so shy that the only head spinning going on was the spinning I did on my head to get the children to do the games during recreation. Thankfully, God answered my prayer for help, and Cecil, the head teacher of the class, decided that this year he would split the kids into 3 groups, one for each station we had set up. We set up a craft station, a Bible story station, which I did 1 out of the 4 days, and a recreation station, which I did 3 out of the 4 days. So I only ended up with 6 or 7 kids at a time, and it made things a lot easier. Plus, I had 2 helpers. But still, it was very difficult to get the children to do the games or activities because of their shyness. Another problem occurred on day 2 during recreation, when 2 young boys were fighting and hitting each other. So instead of looking at this as completely awful, I saw it as an opportunity to tell them a little about Jesus and how He says we should love one another and treat each other good. Being in recreation, I don't often get the chance to tell kids much about Jesus, so I'm glad God gave me the perfect opportunity to talk to them. I was also glad that during the rest of VBS, they were kind to each other. Every night and day, I pray that God would allow the children to be more open to the activities and more comfortable with being at VBS. My prayers did not go unanswered. Every day, more and more of the children started to participate and play the games. And there was one little boy named Marino who would always almost knock me over, as he would suddenly wrap his little arms around my legs and give me a hug. This boy would also put his hands on my face, applying soft pressure as if he were trying to figure out why it's shaped the way it is. Or maybe he was trying to make me look like a family member I reminded him of. Whatever the reason, I was glad that Marino and many of the other children were now more comfortable with us and playing the games. On the last day, I was happy my head was spinning from the children running in circles around me. I know that since the children were so young that they probably won't retain very much of the information in the stories or Bible verses we taught them, but this mission trip has reminded me of how important it is to keep my faith in the Lord, because even if I am not there to see anything happen with the children as a result of our visit, God could be working in the lives of those children without me even knowing. After all, our God is the God of the impossible. He works in ways we can't understand. So I will keep my faith in Him and believe that He will take what we did to continue working in the hearts and minds of the children of Chinle, and glory be to God that we got through this mission trip in one piece. Thank you.
<音樂>我哋教会其实都几年噶啦，开头嘅时候咧唔系好经常嚟聚会，但系最近呢9个月咧。 个个礼拜都喺处好勤力同圣经，好长进。我睇到佢好诚心，好爱主噶。佢同我哋去，佢教4、5岁嗰班。人哋话俾佢听，你4、5岁嗰班系最难教嘅。佢话系啊，真系噶。佢真系经历到好难。有时候佢话问，哎呀，点解我答应话嚟短宣教4、5岁啊？ 佢話呢，佢經常呢都被提醒到要信靠神，佢真係學到好多信靠嘅功課。有佢開頭嗰時候，佢個班有20個十蚊仔，嗰個帶頭嗰個班長啦，教聖經班嗰啲就話：我哋分開佢三組，有唔同嘅活動，咁咧就好咗好多。有好多十蚊仔，有兩個十蚊仔打交，咁佢又有機會去教導佢哋。上帝主耶穌愛我哋，要我哋要和睦相處，有機會教導啲十蚊仔啦。OK， 佢以為呢十蚊仔咁細，你教咗呢啲嘢，佢其實佢會記得幾多嘅咧？但係佢知道咧，佢仍然係要信靠神，因為神係一個我哋以為不可能嘅，在神嘅手裏邊萬事都可能，所以佢存著一個信心啊，繼續去為啲十蚊仔祈禱。Nicholas 係Anthony 個細佬，一齊嚟聚會嘅，一齊嚟教會嘅。
Hello everybody, my name is Nicholas, for those who don't know me. This is my first year at YSMP, and while I was at Chin Lee, I taught preschool through kindergarten. Now I have to say, it was a lot of work, but yet it was also lots of fun. The kids were very well behaved, and a little quiet at first, but more open and outgoing as the days went by. And...You know, it's very uplifting to know, to hear that the kids are thinking and reflecting on what we have taught them, even outside of EDS. For example, like during group devotions, some of our missionaries had shared some stories about some kids, and I'm not sure what group, age group they were, but I know they were kids for sure. And one story was about a kid's family who was watching a scary movie or something in the living room, and the kid just so happened to be inside the room, and they asked the kid, isn't he afraid? And the kid replied, no, because he has God with him. Another was about a dad who had a daughter whose daughter had convinced him to go to church, and he did because he loves his daughter, he'd do anything for him, and he had, was having problems too, so that was good. And...I just think it's just amazing that just how convinced that it just goes to show you that the kids are learning and they're developing and growing their spiritual walk with God, and that just shows that God can even use little kids to be his helpers in what he's doing. It's nice to know the profound impact we have on these kids. I myself learned a lot this year.When I first began the trip, I was going with this plan in my head that this is the order things are going to be, and this is what I'm going to do at Chin Lee. No big surprises. It turned out I was wrong. Things did not go as I expected. When I got to Chin Lee, they did not have the same resources and materials there like they had over here at RBBS. So we had to come up with new crafts and new games and so forth.Another was that the people who were supposed to lead the class were busy doing other things, such as practicing on the worship team. So they made me one of the leading teachers. Now, I was a little surprised. I did not expect to be one of the leading teachers, but I did not mind. I looked at it as a wonderful learning experience. Plus, I had my brother there, and I also had very wonderful helpers, who were about kids, by the way. Wonderful.Talented, God-loving kids. And I had Cecile, the head teacher of the class for preschool and kindergarten, and he gave me some wonderful ideas for the class and what to do for BBS. So I had no need to worry that much. The first day, the kids were okay and paid attention. The second day, the kids, I just felt like I was just the worst teacher in the whole world because I couldn't get the kids to participate.And I couldn't get them to do anything. You see, I felt like I had to be this wonderful teacher in order to be able to tell these and teach these children about God. And at the end of the day, my spirit, it was down. But as I was preparing for the next day's class, I went back and reviewed the old lesson, which was about the woman who had poured perfume on Jesus' head. And two things hit me. The first thing was from the context of the leader packet, which is about giving God your best. The second thing was about something Pastor Tan continuously says in his prayers, which was to rely on God and not on our own abilities to do things. And so I came to a realization of my situation, and this is what I learned from the things that came to me. The first thing was I had been so preoccupied with how I was going to teach and handle the kids that I had forgotten to pray to God for his continual guidance and his help with the kids. I realized that I was relying on myself and my own ability to teach the kids. I realized that I needed to consistently pray to God for his help and when dealing with the kids. And remembered that it is he who is the only one that can change them and make them listen. The second thing I learned was to give my best to God. I kept on thinking I had to be this wonderful teacher. But I realized that God did not need me to be this wonderful teacher in order to tell children about God. He just expected me to give him his best, my best to him. And so that same day, after doing preparation, and before I even went to bed, I prayed to God. I asked him to forgive me from not seeking his hand like I should have. And I also asked him to let him make himself real to the children and to have him pay attention and listen and to keep him coming back. And finally, I also asked God to give me the courage and the peace of mind and rest to be able to orderly teach the kids effectively. So the next morning came, and that's exactly what I did. To the best of my ability, I taught the kids the lesson. Yes, I still had some trouble every now and then, but for the remainder of VBS, the kids were doing much better at participating and listening. God indeed answered my prayer. It was a wonderful experience, and I enjoyed being their teacher. I also had a chance to share God with some of the older people, Jinli. It was frightening to get up the courage to go and talk to them at first, but got easier once I did talk to someone. Some of you who had gone to church once in a while or stopped going, or people who had family or friends who were Christian. So for those who had stopped going to church, I encouraged them to keep coming. And for those who were not believers, I shared God's love and forgiveness and wanting of the relationship. So I directed them towards the church, and I encouraged them to keep coming also. I'm not sure if the people I talked to accepted Christ later on or not. Neither did I expect them to convert to faith right away, but at least I know that I planted the thought of God in their head, and it was up to God to change them. You know, evangelism, I realize, is a lot like fishing. Not every time you go fishing are you going to catch a fish. But if you keep trying, and if you stay long enough, eventually you're going to catch something. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing for Chinle. We plan on going back to Chinle for the next 4 years. And we're going to continue to reach out to the community of Chinle and work with the people, saved or not saved, because God told us to. What God has done in Chinle, I've observed so far, is amazing. God indeed had made us a divine appointment with the people of Chinle, and God's character was indeed beautifully expressed through us. And because God's character was indeed beautifully expressed through us, people's lives were changed, and people's lives were touched. And I'm, and because of the glory of God, we were able to accomplish the mission that He wanted us to. And I'm glad I was a part of it. Thank you.
我好快讲几句头先所讲嘅。佢话咧去宣教咧好多功夫噶，要落好多功夫噶，但系亦都好愉快。佢话啲细蚊仔咧开头嗰时候咧好静嘅，生宝啊嘛，但系好快咧就好同我哋好熟络。佢话咧嗰啲其他嗰啲青少年嗰啲宣教士啊，喺灵修嗰时候啊，都彼此嘅鼓励，有好多嘅经验啊，彼此大家交流。他说他学到三样东西，第一就是不停地继续地去倚靠神，倚靠神，这个很很重要的功课，因为那些工作不是人做得到的，只有神的祝福能力才做到的。第二呢，他说呢他去的时候呢有这样的心态，就是说我要将一个最好的献给神，我要做我想象中的一个最好最好的教师。但是他学习的功课就是说，上帝教你的话，你虽然不是你想象中那个最好的教师，但是神都可以用到他，这个也是很重要的功课。第三呢，他说他有机会不单止跟那些小孩子去接触传道，他跟那些年长一点的都有，有很多以前去过教会不去教会了，他鼓励他们回教会，有很多未信主的，他跟他们讲就是耶稣。他说呢，还有人呢去传教就好像钓鱼那样，你不肯罢手，你不肯放弃，你迟早都会钓到一条两条，这个是一个很好的提升。 okay， 我们为这一班年轻的宣教士感谢神。